Jane Huang is a student at USC. When she heard about the attack on South Korea, she called her family to check in.
I talked to my mom because she has sisters and brothers in Korea. She says that if she were living there, she would feel very unsafe. But because she lives here, she feels, you know, that's sort of like barrier between her and North Korea.
Despite the distance, many Korean Americans are anxious. Huang says her Facebook feed is filled with messages and prayers.
It's weird because a lot of Korean Americans are updating their statuses because they feel some sort of connection. I definitely feel the concern and I definitely see the worries my friends have, at least.
But in South Korea, those worries are a part of daily life. Christy Hong is a student at UC Berkeley. She says having lived in South Korea, she's used to hearing about the threat.
It seems like Koreans from Korea, they don't really care all that much, but maybe more so than Korean Americans who live in America. I think it's because we've been growing up listening to all these crazy stories, and we've become, like, numb to that. I think a lot of us just shut off.
The U.S. has promised what it's calling a measured response to the attack. Arielle Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.